opening theme music fades in. Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned in to Pun Intended, where we dive deep into the world of jokes that are so bad, they're actually good. I'm your host, Giggles with Gina, coming to you from the rollicking realm of mathjokes.net. Today, we're bracing for some serious groans because we're exploring the worst dad jokes of all time. So grab your pun umbrellas. It's about to rain dad jokes. Let's kick things off with a classic. Why don't skeletons fight each other? Because they don't have the guts. Oh, you know that one got you smiling. And how about this one? I'm reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. Literally, folks. It's floating away as we speak. Moving to a culinary catastrophe with this tasty teaser. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. I guess you'd have a hard time breathing between bites. And for all you science buffs out there, why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything. That's right, even this joke. Let's twirl our way into some Italian humor. What do you call fake spaghetti? An impasta? Beware the noodle impersonators, my friends. Organizing a space party? You plan it. Just make sure you have enough space for everyone. Don't want any stars feeling left out. And here's a field favorite. Why did the scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. Literally, the best in the crop of scarecrows. Eggs. Be cautious with this one. Why don't eggs tell jokes? They'd crack each other up. It's an explosive situation. Gigglesmith. Here comes a fishy situation. I would avoid the sushi if I were you. It's a little fishy. Something smells off, and I'm not talking about the wasabi. And finally, want to hear a joke about construction? I'm still working on it, just like that never-ending road work on my street. Oh, folks, whether these jokes made you laugh or groan, remember, it's all in good fun. Dad jokes hold a special place in our hearts and family gatherings, uniting us in collective eye-rolling and chuckles. Keep the tradition alive, and maybe you'll be the king or queen of dad jokes at your next family event. That's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. Thanks for joining me, Gigglesmith Gina, on this hilarious journey. If you had as much fun as I did, don't forget to visit us at mathjokes.net for more giggle-worthy content. Until next time, keep those puns firing and those smiles wide. Outro music fades out.